Blog Talk Radio.
We want to hear how you make it successful, because that can help the rest of us find it. It is time now to step into the Zippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, to step into your power, and connect to the fact that we are all one. And that is what the show is based about, based on, that when we help each other, we help ourselves. Because we are all connected. Welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Felsenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, with confidence, with control, and with awareness. Tippy Talk is where you go from where you are to where you want to be, which is one journey that we do all want to take. And that is why today we are talking about the second most important thing in life, because the first most important thing in life is our health and nurturing our body. Without that, we have nothing. The second most important thing in our life is love within our social life, and having a soulmate or someone that we love is one of the top priorities that is responsible for our happiness. And so we have been talking about calling in the one, that if you do not have someone in your life that you love, there's certain steps that you have to take to have a good relationship. The idea is not to have someone in your life, because that in itself is okay, but most people are in an okay relationship. And these days that's just not good enough. We're talking about having someone in your life that is your soulmate. That is the person that you is not only a lover, it's a partner, it's a soulmate, it's someone that you want, the kind of person that you want in your life. But the truth is that love is not only about romance, because love is all around us. It is on every side of us. And what we wanted to talk about today is certain things that we do while we're out meeting people that we can change. And by changing that, we automatically qualify certain things that a man does that are requirements and they're not debatable. One of the first things is, and this is what I'm going to read today, is item one from the book The List by Mary Corbett and Sheila Corbett. I think Sheila Corbett has another last name called Kaine or whatever. But it's 7 ways to tell if he's going to marry you in 30 days or less. And it's basically the psychology of a woman when she meets a man and how he acts. And certain things and certain behaviors, 7 things according to her that he has to do in order for you to know that really you're not wasting your time. And women waste a lot of time and men waste a lot of time with women too. But for women, this is definitely for women. And so I'm going to also get a male perspective from a man. We have Robert Goodhall standby, and he will tell us how men would look at that and if it's true that a man would actually do the things, the 7 things that she says he would do if he, his intentions are for a long-term relationship. So the first thing on the list is he makes the first move. And if you're the one that needs to pursue him, and if he doesn't make the first move, basically all we do is go to the next. And so I'm going to read you a little bit of how she introduces that. And we have 7 other things that he must do or that you must do together, just to note that it is legit. And I'm going to read the second thing on the list next week, live at 5 on Monday on Tippy Talk. So tune in and call in, and we'll hear what you have to say. So the first item to check off on the list seems obvious. When a man wants to be with you, he knows it right away. You should know it right away, too, because he will approach you. You won't have to do much at all. He will see you and know that he wants to talk to you. He will be immediately attracted to you and will want to find out if your personality is as becoming as your physical appearance. It's not going out on a limb here to say that with very few exceptions, if you approach a man first, you will not marry him. Let's bring this back to high school simplicity. Who hasn't had a massive crush on an unattainable cute boy? You fantasize about Johnny Quarterback and write his last name next to your first name on your notebook, and he never knew you existed. Or if he did, he probably thought you were really weird for stalking him. This kind of puppy love is harmless and pretty common at 16, but it's totally pathetic at age 26. Nothing has changed. No matter how great you are, going after a man is a waste of time, and the list is about maximizing your time. Although you can't control whom you're attracted to, you also can't control who will be attracted to you. You lose when you go after a man because the list is about what he will do to win your heart, not what you will do to make him notice you. Your list mate will find you. So the first premise on the list is that if a guy wants you, he knows it right away. And if he doesn't know it right away, he will probably never know it, with very few exceptions. And that is why I am so happy that we have Robert here on the line. And we're going to bring Robert into the studio and ask him from a male perspective, because I'm sure he has friends too, and see if that's the way he really feels and that's the way it really goes for him. Because because I don't know how men look at it. So, Robert, are you there?
I am.
Hey, Robert. So my question to you is, do you agree with what she says about men or not?
For me personally, I think it's good old-fashioned values. So, in part.
Wait a minute. That's not the question. The question is, do you agree with what she says about action number one?
Personally, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do agree with her. So you're married, right?
Yes.
Did you know first time you saw your wife that she was for you, or did it take you, or why, like, how was you, how did your relationship go? Was it, is this true for you too?
It was instantaneous. It was a click.
Immediately?
Yes.
Okay, so you agree. So I agree too, and I think the list is really, really an important guide, because like you said, good old-fashioned values still are still there no matter how we're brought up and how differently we think. And so what happens if you look at a woman and you're not interested, but she's interested in you and she starts pursuing you? Would that make you eventually say, okay, fine, I'll marry you? Or, like, how does that make a man feel?
That's a good question. You know, time and building rapport and flattery and learning somebody is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I don't totally agree with the author.
No.
I think I've seen many friends who've grown stronger and stronger, and their relationship gets fantastic with time. So I'd have to disagree.
So you're talking about male friends that met a woman and were not interested, and she pursued them, and then they eventually did have a great relationship?
Went on to marriage.
And got married. So yeah, like she said, it's not always the rule, but what she says is that you waste your time if you go after a guy, because if a guy wants you, he's going to know it right away. So you disagree with that?
Correct. I disagree.
Tell a woman if she meets a guy and she likes him and he doesn't seem to show interest, what should she do?
You kind of, you know, old-fashioned is old-fashioned, and good gold standards are gold standards. If there's some time, you know, goes by, you know, like you were talking about Johnny football player, you could put yourself out there and you know, see what's going on. And a lot of times, you know, we're bashful. We're not confident enough to move forward. And so maybe you've lost an opportunity that was there.
So you're saying that he might like her, but he's just too shy to approach her.
Absolutely.
Do you have friends that have had that happen to you? Give me an example of a friend that you've had.
You know, you're talking about at the age of 16 having a crush on someone.
No, I'm talking about an example of a friend that met someone that the woman approached them, and that it ended up in a good relationship.
Let's see. I can go way back with that. And
you can go anywhere you want. I just, you know, just give me an example of. Like, if I meet someone and I really like him and I think he's really nice, totally not interested in me, and I shouldn't walk away. So I want an example of somebody that didn't walk away and what happened.
How do you know that they're totally not interested in you?
Because of the way they act.
How's that?
Well, Robert, trust me. I know when somebody's not interested. Even if they're shy and they're interested, you know. They're just shy and they're interested.
You say that is an absolute? I don't know if that's an absolute.
Yeah, I say that absolutely. Absolutely. You know when a girl, if you don't know when a girl doesn't like you, that makes sense, because girls seem not to really show that they like someone right away. But when a man likes you, yeah, you always know.
Nothing comes to mind that fits that prescription, Kippy.
Yes, it's not a common situation that you really think about every day, because it's, you know, you're not on the single scene, so obviously. So tell me the story of how you met your wife.
Skiing. My brother-in-law introduced us. First, he wanted to know if he could come skiing with us. We had a little ski house in the mountains. And we said, sure. The second day he came back and he said, would it be all right if I brought my girlfriend? Absolutely. The third day he came back and said, hey, My girlfriend has a sister. Would it be okay to bring her? Absolutely. And that's how we met.
Oh, so the first time you met, you went skiing.
Yes.
So what happened? You got in a car. You drove together to where?
Well, we had a long trip up to where we had this ski house. And my friend, he sat in the back with his girlfriend. The sister sat in the front with me. And I had a pickup truck, which could see a little bit over the, a little higher than most other vehicles at that time. So it was one of the first times she was able to see over the bridge where she lived. And she thought that was pretty neat. And we just hit it off pretty good.
How was it skiing?
Skiing was great. And there was a lot
were
of time.
Were you looking at skiing or were you looking at her?
it was more her than the skiing. But the skiing, you know, I had these Kit Kat bars. And every time we'd get on a chairlift, I'd give her a Kit Kat bar. She'd be really excited about these Kit Kat bars. Turned out later on, she didn't like the Kit Kat bar. What she liked was that she was getting some attention.
Yes,
I thought she liked Kit Kat bars, so I kept on giving her Kit Kats. She did not like Kit Kat. I didn't know. So, you talk about knowing and not knowing. There was one, I was clueless.
But she ate a lot of Kit Kats that day.
Every time I got on a chairlift, I was hoping I'd have more Kit Kats. Something to offer. And she loved them. And she said, oh, another Kit Kat. It took years before I found out about that.
You like Kit Kats, don't you?
I love, especially when you're skiing. They're fantastic. Yeah, but it was a good icebreaker, you know, when you're getting in there. You know what else? You know you got. There's a connect. You know another area.
Yeah, the funny things that we do when we first meet someone, like eat Kit Kats that we don't like.
There
so
you go.
How long did you know each other before you got married?
About a year and a half.
A year and a half, so you were dating right away as soon as you met her, you started dating?
Well, actually, I should say more like, it was probably more like about 3 years total. There was a whole year went by before I called her again.
Mm-hmm.
You there, Tippy?
Yeah. What is that? What is that noise?
I don't know. Anyways, there was a whole year went by before we spoke to each other again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the
whole year before you spoke to each other. Why?
I was studying engineering, so my schoolwork was really important, and I was very shy. So the next time we had a ski trip was when I said, "Oh, I know a girl who wants to go skiing." We've gotten skiing with, and I called her up a year later.
Wow, and it's a good thing she didn't get married in between the time that you met her and a year later.
You're right. So, I was really into my studies was the most important thing in my life. And then that changed.
Mm-hmm. So then what happened when you saw her after a whole year?
I told her, I said, I really have got to stay dedicated. I've got a hard set of classes to take here, and I've got a very heavy load, and I just won't have time for a relationship. And I said, okay, she was okay with that. And but we were calling each other daily, and then sometimes several times a day, and then we were starting to see each other. And I think about after 2 or 3 weeks, the school is not the most important thing. And that was a big thing.
So I think in one hand you're saying that what she's saying is right, because when you met her the first time, were you not interested in her? Is that why you didn't call her for a whole year?
Oh, no. I was very interested. I just had other things to do. I'm gonna go to bat here for, you know, for the guy on the football team. He's focused, you know, if he's really good, he's focused on his sport. It's a discipline. So, you know, sometimes you're just into something else and you're focused.
Well, what he says is that your list man will find you. And in your situation, you got married, you did find her after a year. You had the skiing and you found her. And she says that most happily married women didn't even notice that their husband were looking at them. Editor and writer Gail was a young widow, only 27, when she met Larry. And after 6 months of marriage, her husband had died of a heart attack. And she was grieving beyond belief, but that didn't stop a list man from finding her. So what she's saying here is that exactly what you did. You met her. You knew she was for you. You may not have had the time right that moment, but you did have her on your mind. And the fact of the matter is that next time you did want to be near any woman or anybody, she was the first person you thought about to call. So in a way, in your personal situation, it's exactly true. It's exactly what happened. She didn't pursue you the whole year. If she would have kept bugging you and calling you and then you probably wouldn't be interested anymore.
You got a good point.
Probably.
There.
Yeah, probably, but I don't know. Well, that is the point. The point is that we don't have to spend our time, women don't have to spend their time running around and courting men. It's the other way around. It's men's job to run around and be courting women, because that's the best way for a relationship to start. And so when women play the part of a man and they do the courting and they do the pursuing, and really I'm not talking about a shy guy that meets a girl he likes and he's just too shy, that's not really pursuing him. That's overcoming the shyness. But if a man doesn't pursue a woman, and if he's not interested in a woman and she keeps on pursuing him, that relationship is always going to be about the woman pursuing. So the woman will basically, as they say, wear the pants in that family. And I don't know what a great relationship. I wouldn't want to be in that situation. I wouldn't want to be the one to play the role of a man in a relationship. And so I kind of think in a way she's right. But I also know a lot of people that meet someone and write them off right away, too quickly, without really looking a little bit deeper. And I like what you said, that you always want to give the underdog or that person the benefit of the doubt and say, you know what, maybe he will be interested. Let me at least give him a chance. Let me at least say hello. And if he's not interested, then I'll know. But rather than he's not pursuing me, that's it, I'm not interested, and walk away. So I agree. There's definitely not black and white and only one way to do things. Totally agree with you. And that is all I have to say about the first point of the list man that we're looking for. I have nothing to add to that. Do you?
I'm going to run with that. Good.
Nothing to add to that either. And so you have nothing to add to that.
I will add to it, Tippy. I think that you might want to give, you know, both parties a chance. Give yourself a chance as well as, giving the other person a chance.
Great point. Definitely give yourself a chance. Definitely give another person a chance. And don't be so quick to judge people based on first impressions and based on the fact that things may not always be the way they look. Like, it could be somebody that is shy. It could also be somebody that you meet that just happened to have a bad day that day. Sometimes I wake up and on that day I just hate all men and nothing would really matter. And you never know. You never know what happened the night before. You never know what happened. So definitely give yourself a chance. I totally agree with that. So even though we're going to be talking about the list men and the things that will let you know right away if a man is interested or not, always remember that to give yourself a chance and to give the other person a chance. Don't be so judgmental and don't be so quick to judge. But also don't waste your time being stubborn and saying, no, this is it, this is what I need, and this is what I want, once you realize that the other party is just not stepping up and not taking on the responsibility. So, yeah, that's a really good point, Robert. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And so we've come to the end of our time together here on Tiffy Talk. Thank you, Robert. It's been wonderful chatting with you, and thank you for joining me here. This has been really important, I think, when you're ready to go out and date again. And I think what I'm talking to, who I'm talking to right now, is women that have stopped dating and have just given up and are maybe ready to go back out and date again, because they've been, usually it's women that have been in a bad relationship or maybe more than one bad relationship, maybe 100 bad relationships or 3 bad relationships, and just going out and trying to pursue another relationship just seems to be not worth it. Just not worth it. So when you're healed enough and you're ready to step out, we are going to pursue the book Calling in the One, which is how to prepare yourself so that this time you do attract someone that will be able to have a great relationship with, rather than going again into the same bad relationships that you've always done. And qualifying when you're dating the person and not making the mistakes that we've made is also really important. Somebody that likes you definitely is out there looking for you as much as you're looking for them. So basically, really, it's about not getting desperado and not getting desperate. And that's the bottom line here. You've been listening to Tiffy Talk. We bid you a magical journey and let your talent be your potion. And don't forget, have a wonderful day. Thank you, Robert. Live at 5 every Monday. Join us right here on Tiffy Talk. You can call in or you could So you have to call in or 5 o'clock on Monday. Don't forget, live at 5 on Monday, 5 o'clock. So all kinds of things, and all the things that you want to talk about. So now relax, sit back, and think about what are the qualities, what are the essence qualities that you want to find in a partner, and how those essence qualities within yourself. Do you present those qualities to, or do you have, do you own them? And if you don't, go out and own them. They're yours. If you want someone that makes you feel beautiful, go on and feel beautiful right now. If you want someone that makes you feel smart, go ahead and be smart, because that means you are smart. If you want someone that displays trust in yourself and know that all will be well. Been listening to Tiffy Talk. My name is Tiffy Feldenstein, and the email address to send any questions, contacts, comments is tiffytalkshow@gmail.com.